علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently taking inspiration from the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about that strategy that he has in the society. Like, what is his strategy? What does he want to perform? What is his short-term timetable at the moment for the community? And of course, he says it clearly that what he wants to do, one of the most important things that he wants to do, is to eliminate the class difference that was there in the community. When he entered the society, when he became the leader, he saw that stark difference between the rich and the poor. And now it became his responsibility to take over and remove that society from that state. Why? Because whenever such a thing happens, then know that you begin to count the days of the end of that society. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says that when we want to destroy a community, then we command the rich guys, those lavish guys who are in the upper class, and they begin to perform oppressive acts. Of course, this is not a command, like Allah doesn't tell them do this. It's the law. The law of the universe is like that. That when the class difference increases, then the rich people begin to become extravagant, and they overstep their boundaries, and they cause destruction and corruption.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are at the moment trying to understand this principle that when a community starts to have very stark differences in the economic sense, like there are some very rich people and very poor people, like we mentioned, there are some people who spend on their dogs what a poor family would spend in an year for their children's needs, their food, their clothes. When such a difference happens in the society, then know that this society is bound to be destroyed. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. When such a thing happens, then know that the command of God, that statement of God with regards to that community, has become realized. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. Then we destroy that community completely. whenever there is a community where there are a group of lavish aristocratic people who wish to govern, and these they become the 1% rich people, and then the rest become the 99% downtrodden, weak, then know that that community is about to end. That is why we know now that the American society, America as a country, is getting destroyed, and the people in America, the think tanks, are also saying the same. But I would like to advise them. We would also, all as Muslims, we love the whole world. We love everyone. We want to advise them and tell them that you can still save yourself from destruction if you stop this evil trend that exists inside the community, whereby there are a group of rich people who are just removing, and they are just, you know, sucking the life out of the poor people. There are people right now in America living in the streets, on the streets. They don't have a life, they don't have anything. Their resources are not there, while there are others who are enjoying life. And this is not just about in America, that's in the whole world this is happening, that there are a group of people who want to just, hold on to their wealth and not, you know, remove the imbalance that exists in the world.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So, in a community where there is a class difference, meaning that there is a group of rich and transgressing people, and then on the other hand, we've got people who are poor, who are dying out of their poverty, then definitely in such a community, definitely there will be a lot of corruption. And this is now that actual transgression that is causing its destruction. Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about how communities get destroyed. And actually, one of the biggest reasons is that difference in the class difference in terms of rich and the poor, and how sometimes, the rich become transgressors while the poor just accept the transgression and how it destroys them. In such a society, there is oppression, there is discrimination, there is lack of service, and this is a necessity because of the way the poor have become and the way the rich people have now, you know, not seen any bounds for their richness and for their transgression. It is not possible that in a community and in a society there should be complete and absolute freedom in terms of, you know, amassing wealth, and at the same time there shouldn't be transgression in that community. It is not possible. The moment there is such a freedom, then at that particular moment, at that same level, there will be a lot of transgression. Islam does not allow, the soul of Islam does not allow people to amass wealth, to amass capital without having any limitations. However much they want, they just earn and earn and earn without keeping limitations, without keeping the Sharia in mind. This is not there. This is not the logic of Islam. Islam does not allow that. Because if that would be allowed in Islam, then the road will be completely smooth for the rich people, for the people, for the nafs, to do whatever it wants. As long as you don't keep limitations for the nafs, as long as you don't control the nafs, then the nafs becomes a transgressor. It becomes adamant. It does not want limitations. And therefore such a nafs, such a person, such a self, becomes so selfish that he is ready to destroy everyone to achieve his aims and objectives. That's why Islam does not allow this type. And if such a situation happens, then that society is going in the wrong direction. And therefore you understand why Islam is against this form of capitalism and imperialism that has no limitations and just wants a person to amass as much capital as possible without any control. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us avoid such situations. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه